very pleased that David Kilgore is able to join us this evening. First result for observations is his travel schedule regularly takes him to so many different corners of the globe and keeps him to be incredibly busy as well. Secondly, because of his combined political and commentary experience. Originally elected in 1979 and serving in the House of Commons until 2006, the details of his 27 years of political experience are far too lengthy to mention right here. However, if there's a committee in the House that he hasn't served on, I'm not sure what it would be. He's an author, a contributor to at least 6 books and numerous articles. I've asked David to come and bring his thoughts on the importance of organizations such as the IMFC to undertake and compile research around marriage and family and contribute it back into the public square, and in particular with elected officials and bureaucrats. David, thank you for taking the time to join us this evening. I look forward to your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Happy anniversary, everybody. Mes commentaires se font en anglais. Malheureusement, désolé, mes chers amis, mais je vais parler en anglais comme la plupart des autres invités. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned, Dave, what the topic was, because after what we just heard, my topic is pretty dull, wouldn't you say? And I wouldn't want to compete with, and I did read your first issue of your book, actually, and it was very moved by it. Okay, so I'm to talk about why good research for NGOs to provide legislators and other policymakers with responsible options. Poor public policy often results from inadequate, bad, or sometimes no substantive research. All the Albertans in the room will know that probably the best example of that was the National Energy Program of 1980. I was going to mention the Public Servants Disclosure Protection Act of 2005 as a second example, but I won't get into that because that's off the topic. In the field of marriage and family, research is often contested and political, so the work of this organization, Institute, is all the more important today, right? One of the first things persons involved in policymaking learn is that there's research to support virtually any point of view. Sometimes it seems to be the more counterintuitive it is, the more strongly people hold to the accuracy of their data. Remember, we always hear about data. I'm going to cut this because I don't want to get thrown off the stage by karate, which I was warned about. There isn't a stage, mind you. The IMFC helps fill a research void by meeting high research standards. I learned that the Ottawa-based organization in researching this topic, the Social Research and Demonstration Corporation, how many of you have heard of that? I asked 2 people tonight, two hands went up. I asked someone tonight and said they never heard of it. Well, they're a recipient of the Outstanding Research Contribution Award. They have 10 principles that they use, and I'll only use some that I hope that you'll be interested in. One, and the most important, is respect for human dignity. This principle aspires to protecting the multiple and interdependent interests of the person, from bodily to psychological to cultural integrity. The next one, which is key, is respect for truth. It requires that data be accurately gathered, recorded, and preserved, and the results of research be reported fairly and honestly. Information will not knowingly be misinterpreted or used in inappropriate ways. Does anyone know a politician that's ever done that? Third, respect for consent. It translates into a requirement for free and informed consent on the part of all participants in research, including the right to withdraw from research without penalty. Why can't the Speaker of the House get a seat in this place? Will somebody give up their seat for the Speaker? What? Okay, all right, fine, okay. Okay, another one is respect for vulnerable persons whose diminished competence or decision-making capacity makes them vulnerable. Children in broken homes or of broken homes are often vulnerable, among the most vulnerable Canadians. I will skip the next page. Respect for the interests of the wider society. No research should be undertaken that is predisposed towards a particular outcome. I must say that one gets me right there, because we've all done that as politicians. We've all, or as lawyers too, we've all argued what we know is the worst argument to try to make it look like the better. Okay, how am I doing for time? Finally, respect for high standards of evidence. The analysis of all research data is guided by commitments to raise the standards of evidence that are used in assessing social policies and programs. This commitment implies the use of the best available technology, methodology, or practice appropriate to each research project. Now here, ladies and gentlemen, I was going to say something about the long census form. And I guess you would all argue that that's really not on topic. And if anyone is really interested, what I was going to say will be up on my website probably tonight or tomorrow morning. So I will pass off that. Which gets me to the conclusion, which is that, perhaps not surprisingly, is that accurate research by NGOs like the IFMC is terribly important to better policymaking on family and marriage, which are deeply important. It's a deeply important field. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you very much, David. Yeah, he's trying to get rid of him, so...